Heard it on the grapevine.
Oh, I heard it on the grapevine. Yes, I heard it. Ooh, the grapevine. Yes, I heard it.
Oh, I heard it on the grapevine.
No, no, no. Heard it on the grapevine. How much longer will you be mine?
On the grapevine.
We present the Big Town All-Stars, written by Bill Dare, starring Stephen Tompkinson, Dune McKeon, Adrian Scarborough, and Clive Rowe.
Come on, let's try it from the top.
I can't rehearse, I'm too upset.
We have to, we've got a wedding gig on Saturday.
Don't mention weddings, and don't ask me why I'm upset.
Okay.
Some things are private, so just forget it and keep your nose out of my private affairs.
My nose was nowhere near your affairs.
Don't try to coax it out of me. It has absolutely nothing to do with you.
I never even asked.
Well, don't.
I'm not going to.
Why not?
Because I'm not interested.
Well, what if I tell you anyway?
I won't listen.
Please, I've got no one else to talk to. You're my only real friend.
Oh, go on then.
It's Candida. She doesn't want to see me anymore.
Oh. You and Candida are... Well, geez, John, I am sorry. Who's Candida?
Who do you think? She's a young woman.
That's about 20 million people.
She's a young woman to whom I happen to be very attracted.
That's still about 20 million people.
A woman who happened to find me very attractive.
Now we're narrowing it down.
I've never been that close to someone. We were so compatible physically. You know, she's the only woman I've met whose earlobes didn't taste of salt.
Nice.
And when we kissed, our teeth never clashed.
Oh.
And normally, when I put my arm round a woman in the cinema, my armpit sweats. Just the one that I'm putting round her. The other one's bone dry.
Well, that is weird.
But with Candida, I felt like that man on the Right Guard advert.
Wow. No woman has ever made me feel like him.
But that was nothing to how we got to know each other spiritually. I always seemed to know what she was going to say, and she knew what I was going to say, and I knew what she was going to say, and she'd know what I was going to say, and I'd know what she was going to say.
You must have had some dull evenings.
It was wonderful, but you know how it is. We gradually stopped talking. I stopped buying her flowers. We slowly drifted apart.
Shame. When did you meet her?
Day before yesterday. I know, I take things too fast.
Most men rush into sex. You've rushed her into drifting apart.
She was scared by the suddenness of my emotions.
That's it. You see, John, you and I are very emotional people.
We are.
Women, on the other hand, are not emotional. When did you last see a woman cry?
Not for a long time.
Remember, you'd tell them that your teddy bear's dying of smallpox and they cried their eyes out.
That's true.
Now, when you tell them that, they just laugh in your face. They don't want that emotion stuff anymore.
Kenny, what do women want?
I don't know. Hey, I'll tell you what to do. Give Candida a call. Say you want to see her on a purely platonic basis. Just friends. No strings, no complications.
And then?
Then you try and get your leg over. Oh, that's Lorelei. I asked her to come early.
Oh, I remember. You were going to break the news today. But of course you won't because you're too scared.
Hey, just watch me. Hi! Oh, bozo. We thought you were someone else.
You thought I was someone else?
Yes.
Funny. I thought I was someone else too. Last night I was sure I was Jimmy Young. Hey, I'm not Jimmy Young, am I?
Why don't you ask him?
Me?
Yes, you.
If he's me?
Never mind.
He might be very disappointed.
Kenny's going to tell Lorelei she won't be taking all the lead vocals anymore.
Wow.
And if he actually has the guts to go through with it, then my name's not John Bennett.
You're not John Bennett? Where's John then? What have you done with John?
Bozo, he was just trying to say he doesn't think I have the guts to tell Lorelei that we all want a stab at lead vocals.
He's right. You won't have the guts.
See?
Okay, whose band is this?
Yours.
Who gets the bookings?
You.
Right.
Who owns the van?
Damn.
He's right. It's Lorelei's van.
What, so you'll side with her?
We'll side with her because she's a hurricane in high heels.
We can handle her. Tomorrow, after rehearsals, we're going to tell her who's boss. There's three against one. Besides, what are we? Mice or men?
We're men!
Whoa, I heard it on the grapevine.
Not much longer would you be mine.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, heard it on the grapevine.
Yes, sir. Bozo, got the roses?
Check.
John, chocolate truffles?
Check.
Now, I'm going to start by saying how great she is, that it's nothing personal, that her voice is brilliant, and then, when the time is right, I'm going to come to a but.
But?
That's your cue. The roses and truffles should come out hard after the but.
After the but.
And we'll need these.
Tissues.
You think there'll be waterworks?
Of course.
Yeah, we'll be bawling our eyes out.
Because I love you.
That was great. But remember, everyone, smile. It's a wedding gig. Lorelei, you were great as always. John, you were slightly flat.
Me?
Oh, that must be a shock, John. You've never been slightly flat before.
Tee-hee. So, Lorelei. We. That is all of us, together. Myself included. Although not just me. We're just thinking, or have been thinking, or were thinking. Should it be were thinking, or have been thinking?
I'm just amazed you've been thinking.
Yes. It's very good, isn't she good?
Oh, she's very good. Very good.
Well, that's it.
Yes, Kenny just wanted to say that we have been thinking, in case you thought we never did.
I'm comforted.
And I wanted to say, that there is nothing wrong with your voice, nothing at all.
I'm more comforted.
Nothing wrong at all. In fact, you probably have the best voice of anyone in the band. Probably? What am I saying? You have the best voice.
Bar none.
I'm basking in comfort.
You have the most perfect contralto. It's especially noticeable when you sing.
And I want to say this. The band would never, ever have got this far without you.
Yes. Without you, we'd be nothing but a two-bit band doing private parties and weddings. Did I say something wrong?
Lorelei, you are brilliant.
Lorelei Pearl is queen of soul.
Absolutely.
You are the goddess of rhythm.
Bozo.
Let's not damn with faint praise here, Bozo. Lorelei Pearl, you are the godmother of popular music.
I'm touched. I really, really am.
But...
Yes?
But despite feeling unworthy of accompanying you, we will continue to try our best.
Oh, that's kind.
Oh, and as a token of respect, please accept these flowers.
Oh, God.
And these truffles.
I'm going to cry.
And these tissues.
It's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to.
You would cry too if it happened to you.
They told me I was brilliant, the queen of soul. They gave me roses and truffles.
Oh, no.
They want me out of the band, but they can't tell me to my face. Well, say something. Sympathise. Comfort me. Well, come on, then.
I really hate it when bad things happen, you know, don't you? I mean, I'm one of those people who, when something bad happens, I just think, God, I wish that hadn't happened. You know? It's bad, and shouldn't happen.
Why are my boyfriends so useless at sympathy?
No, I'm just getting going.
Well, go on then.
Well, I feel sad, you know, because you're sad, and that in turn makes me feel sad because you're sad.
Please stop.
Okay, look, let's think good thoughts, okay? Think about the positive things. You know that new Sainsbury's on Park Hill? They give an extra loyalty points for tin custard.
I don't like custard.
But that's why it's so fantastic. Because if you don't like it and you bought it, you can at least feel good about getting the extra points.
Just try something else.
Come on, you've got to think about the good side of what's happened. All right. Hey, come on. How about this one? This nun goes into a pub, right? And she ain't got any knickers on. All right, hey. Hey, how about some long, hot, strong, fantastic sex?
Well done.
Always works.
That is an achievement.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's an achievement because I was on rock bottom and you've managed to chisel a hole on the bottom and push me further down!
No chance of a...
But before you walk out the door, little girl, there's something that I want you to know.
I can't believe what a disaster that was.
You didn't do a proper butt.
I was just about to say it all when Bozo came in with the flowers.
But that was my cue. Butt was my cue. Butt was my cue.
I'm sorry, lads. I just didn't want a big argument. I hadn't worked out a proper defence.
What are her arguments going to be?
Oh, she'll say what she always says. As a poor working class woman from a poor single parent family, she has blues in her soul because she suffered.
Well, we know the answer to that.
Yeah. You tell her about your day job. You say that being a part-time dental surgeon with your own practice is a bit like being the eighth child of a single mother on a run-down housing estate and there was never enough bread to go round.
It's not exactly the same, but there are parallels. There are eight of us at the practice. Sometimes there aren't enough private patients for all of us. And the paperwork's incredible nowadays.
It's convincing.
Friends, I have suffered. As a dental surgeon, I have as much right to sing the blues as anyone else.
And I've suffered.
Of course you've suffered. You teach geography.
Rift valleys, glaciers, soil erosion, things no sane adult person wants to think about. I have to think about every single day of my life. Lorelei had it easy.
It was like Butlins by comparison.
Bozo, you've suffered. You were a boxer.
I was?
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't believe in that reincarnation stuff.
Not a boxer dog. A fighter, a pugilist.
Hey, if I'd been bashed on the head every day for 10 years, I'm sure I'd remember.
Yes, well...
Listen, this Lorelei stuff is all about assertiveness. We're afraid to say what we think for fear of hurting her. There are books on this, you know, assertiveness.
I haven't time to buy a book.
Nor me, but watch this. Bozo, would you please buy a book on assertiveness?
Okay.
There you are.
Oh, it was assertive.
Easy when you know how.
Daniel, where are you taking me?
Oh, I thought we'd go to my special place. It's a secret little place I always go to quietly mull things over.
Spangles Nightclub.
Yes, karaoke night.
You know, it's a terrible shock when you realise people you've trusted have been plotting behind your back.
Yeah.
Darling, instead of saying yeah, why don't you try some suggestions?
All right. Here's a suggestion. Find out if they really do want to get rid of you. You know, because I think you could be getting this out of proportion. You do that sometimes.
When?
At certain times.
At certain times?
Certain times.
Certain regular times?
Yeah, regular times, in the calendar. You get things out of proportion.
Are you talking about the calendar month?
Could be.
Could you be talking about something called a period?
No, I didn't say it was that.
You think all this because I'm premenstrual, is that what you're saying? It's all in my mind, because whenever I get angry, that's what you say. I haven't the right to get angry because I've just got to be hormonal. You always say that!
Yes, I'm always absolutely 100% right!
What's this?
It's a fist.
I think I'd be absolutely right to ram it into your gob! On this occasion, you just happen to be right. I am hormonal. Sorry if I seemed a tad crotchety just now.
Okay. This is it. Why don't you arrange to meet the boys in a pub? You know, talk about it over a drink. Try and have a...
Treat me, baby. Treat me like a woman should. Keep me happy when the going gets tough, just like my mama would.
Oh, come on, Candida, where are you?
Would you like to order now, sir?
I'm waiting for my girlfriend.
You've been waiting quite a long time, haven't you, sir?
20 minutes.
Nearly half an hour.
Is it? Well, she's often late. Women. And the traffic's terrible.
I expect you're wondering if she'll turn up at all.
Look, could I just have another beer, please?
You've been stood up.
I have not.
You're beginning to wonder, though. I can tell. I've been watching you. You keep looking at your watch, then at the door, then at your watch again, wondering if she's changed her mind. So, how long are you going to give her?
None of your business.
How long are you going to sit there all alone at the table before you go home and drink yourself to sleep?
I'm going to clock you one in a minute.
My sister's single at the moment, as it happens. Want to see a photo?
Might be your type.
Is someone paying you to annoy me? Because you deserve a sodding rise. She's going to be here any minute.
Be good to me, baby. Be good to me, baby.
Please, Candida, don't do this to me.
Oh, hi, John. Sorry I'm late.
Candida, are you late?
Oh, you are sweet.
I've just got here myself.
Who's had all these beers?
Oh.
Look, John, I just want to make something clear straight away. I'm happy to see you, but this is not a date. We're just friends, okay?
You made that clear on the phone 24 times. I know you didn't really want to see me, but I just have to know what went wrong. It keeps churning round in my mind. Why?
I told you, I'm not ready to get involved.
Is it something physical? I mean, I do have spindly legs.
It's not your legs.
I do have some hairs on my back.
Really? God, I hate that.
Only two very small ones. And in case you're wondering about my... there's nothing wrong with it.
What?
My little gentleman.
It's nothing physical. I can't really explain.
It's my personality. I'm a boring old dentist in a two-bit a cappella band and I drive a Nissan Micra.
John, I don't know what you hope to achieve tonight. I mean, maybe you wanted to impress me, I don't know, but what you've managed to do is tell me that you're a hairy-backed, self-pitying failure with a small willy. And you drive a Nissan Micra.
Just tell me what's wrong with me.
Okay, to be honest, I find you a bit too nice.
Sorry, I could have sworn you said I was too nice.
If I'm that late, I expect a man to get a tiny bit angry. I don't want someone I can just walk over.
I thought being nice was... nice.
John, when you were a boy, did you ever walk the wrong way up an escalator?
Why would anyone do that?
Just to see what it's like. Did you ever draw a heart on the back of your maths book and put an arrow through it with the name of someone you were in love with?
No. Besides, I was in love with the maths teacher. He would have killed me.
He?
It was just a phase.
Did you ever do anything that wasn't just right?
You think I'm square, okay? You want to hear something? This is something. You want anarchy? You want mad, spontaneous craziness? I tell you what I did when I was 12. Ha! You ready for this? I once went to the toilet in a public swimming pool. Number twos.
That is disgusting. Oh, my God, I feel sick.
I thought you'd be impressed.
Look, why don't I just go? We've both said more than we should. Bye.
Bye. Great.
My sister's a very pretty girl. Good bones, strong teeth.
You can't always get what you want. No, 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 you can't always get what you want.
No, 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 no.
But if you try sometimes,
yeah,
yeah, you might find.
You get what you need.
Too nice. Can you believe it? Too nice.
I have the opposite problem. They think I'm a bastard. They say, you bastard, you bastard. Then they go to bed with me. Well, no woman calls a man a bastard unless she fancies him. You've got to be tougher, meaner, rugged, and masculine and hard.
Right. Tough, mean, moody and masculine. I'm going to take what I want and let nothing stand in my way.
Yeah, like the gang in Reservoir Dogs.
That's right.
You're going to be tough, mean, moody and masculine and ruthless.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
And you'll break the news to Lorelei.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be tough, now's your chance.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that might be her.
Well, I'm not answering.
Congratulations! You're lucky enough to have reached the answering machine of Kenny Sylvester, leader and manager of the Big Town All-Stars. Available for weddings, bar mitzvahs and children's parties.
I know you're there.
You're for it.
And you, John. Pick up the phone. You're probably trying to bury your heads in the sofa.
She can see us.
I thought maybe we could perhaps get together and try and talk this over like mature, sensible grown-ups.
That's a stupid idea.
I'm waiting.
She'll hang up soon.
I'm not going to hang up. On second thoughts, I will hang up because I'm going to come over and see you. And you better answer the bell, unless you want to spend the rest of your life singing soprano.
I would like to borrow this book.
Doing it your way? I think it's been reserved. Yeah, shouldn't have been put back on the shelf, really. Next.
Oh, that seems a tiny bit...
What?
Well, it seems a tiny bit...
What?
It seems a tiny bit... unfair...
What did you say?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. No. Please accept my apologies.
I wonder, wonder...
Well, I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Lorelei!
Oh, hi, Bozo. You've been to the library?
I've been asked to acquire a book for Kenny and John. They have a delicate mission to accomplish.
A mission?
They have to bring bad tidings to a dear and trusted colleague.
Me. And what were they going to tell me?
Well, just between us. They need a book that will help them tell you that we no longer want you to sing all the lead vocals. This news must be delivered purposefully, yet sensitively. Which is why we need the book.
Bozo, I love you.
Gentlemen, I'm sure you'll be relieved to hear I eventually managed to retrieve the groom's wife fronts from
the donkey's mouth. When are we on?
Any minute.
I still don't see why you didn't just tell me straight. I can take it.
Oh, well, you know, Lorelei, we just like you too much to hurt your feelings.
Well, in future, please be frank. If there's anything you want to change about me, anything you don't like about me, then just tell me, speak, articulate. Don't let it fester.
It's true. From now on, I'm going to be honest with people. No more Mr. Nice. Next time you're late, Lorelei, I'm going to let you know it really bugs me.
Fine. Do you see, I never realised it bugged you. And now that I know, I'll try and be on time. Isn't that better? Isn't that a better way to carry on? A bit of honesty and openness. It's mature. It's adult. And the next time you sing flat, I'm going to tell you how much it bugs me.
That would be helpful. I want you to tell me. And Kenny, I'd like to respectfully point out that you spit when you sing.
Excuse me?
You could do the special effects for Singing in the Rain all by yourself. In fact, you could create your own set for the Poseidon Adventure as well.
I appreciate your honesty. You know what I've been meaning to tell you?
What?
I've been meaning to say that you have onion breath.
When?
It's not a question of when. No, you just have onion breath. It's an intrinsic part of the nature of your breath that it smells of onion. In fact, if one day your breath did not smell of onion, I would assume aliens had taken your body and replaced it with one of their own. Only that would never happen because not even super intelligent beings could neutralize the stink emanating from your gob.
Okay, all right. You know what gets on my tits? The way you keep pulling your pants from the crack in your bum.
Well, you do that too.
So do you.
So do you.
So do you.
So do you.
Well, now that we're behaving like mature adults, does anyone know where Bozo's got to?
He's still in the toilet.
Kenny, listen to me. There's still time to change your mind.
Oh, no. You said you all wanted a crack at taking the lead.
Except Bozo.
Oh, you leave Bozo out. You cruel man.
You realise it could mean the end of the band? He can't carry the lead. His nerves can't take it.
Well, you should have thought of that before.
Sorry I was so long.
Oh, you'll be fine. You were great in rehearsal.
He wasn't.
John.
I pretty much learned the song. Now, which song am I singing again?
God help us.
And now it's time for the entertainment. We were hoping to get a proper dance band with instruments, but with so many things to pay for, we had to make a saving somewhere. But please would you welcome onto the stage the one and only...
The Big Town All-Stars. Big Town All-Stars.
The Wigan Gown Telstar.
Take it away, Bozo.
Now?
Oh, the grapevine.
Oh,
yes, I heard a woman ain't supposed to cry. But these tears at the grapevine, losing
you would have my life saved. Cause you mean that much to me. You could have told me yourself that you found someone else. Instead I heard it on the grapevine.
Yes, I heard it.
Well, why is everyone so quiet?
Quiet?
Oh.
Are we?
Well, I'm not really tired.
Kenny, what did you think of my solo?
Well, you know, not bad.
I did okay.
Well, obviously you've got lots to learn.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
No, you've got promise.
I mean, you've obviously learnt a lot from the rest of us.
Obviously.
The crowd applauded for a long time, didn't they?
Did they?
So, could I do it again?
With a bit more practice.
Yes. We might let you do it again. Sometime.
If there's love that you're running from, baby,
you've been listening to the Big Town All-Stars. It starred Stephen Tompkinson, Clive Rowe, Adrian Scarborough and Doom McKeegan, and also featured Darren Boyd, Dan Strauss, Henrietta Garden and Matthew Little. The musical director was David Furman. The show was written by Bill Dare and the producer was Paul Schlesinger. You got to keep it rolling, rolling, rolling.